Again, to be your host, to help you have something that in the midst of this amazing opportunity, 2009, with all the things going on the planet, Obama and the global financial crisis and global warming and peace breaking out all over the place, just so many things are happening. Well, we need all the support we can get. And isn't it nice to know that there have been not only ancient things around, many of you have heard of astrology or numerology, and there's a lot that goes into those things. But how about taking some of that ancient wisdom and actually blending it into a new art form that is more comprehensive, using the best of both to our mutual advantage? Yes, yes, and I'm sure very few of you have heard of what's called astronumerology. Well, our guest today, Jesse Colsey, is going to bring us some amazing, amazing information that is going to help us to take the best of ancient wisdom and upgrade it for modern times. Jesse Colsey is a world-renowned numerologist and healer, and he specializes in residential and business numerology and provides valuable insight on the power of numbers and how they affect our lives. Now, his mission is to promote harmony and prosperity in the world. In his work, he combines his Eastern upbringing with his Western experience to bring awareness and understanding. Over the past 15 years, he has consulted thousands of people and affected their lives positively. His clients include prominent business people and extremely successful communication and entertainment companies. And Jesse has appeared on many radio and television shows in the U.S., and his unique perspective on numerology has just amazed his clients and, of course, his audience and us today. In addition, because of his ability to work with these things, he's a very successful real estate broker and a vast background in the military, came from India. He's a certified flight instructor, holds a commercial pilot's license, has also got a degree in international legal studies, Golden Gate University, San Francisco. He's living currently in Northern California with his wife, Karen, and daughter, Amrita, and son, Ishan. He graduated from the National Defense Academy of India and, yes, pursued a lot of active studies in Indian Military Academy. But we really want to focus, of course, on, he's got a very disciplined background, and of course, when we look at astrology and numerology, there's a lot of discipline in those things. So here's a man that's taken an amazing background, and we're going to get to discover just how he has blended these things to make our lives better. So welcome, Jesse. Hello, hello.
Hello, Ken. My pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Now, I gave our listeners a hint because people have heard of astrology, they've heard of numerology, but But the term astronumerology, this is new. Please tell us.
Sure. Astronumerology is the combination of astrology and numerology. Astrology, like we all know, is the science of planets, and numerology is about numbers. So when we combine these two, you know, we get a better flow of energy, is how this works. Now, say, for example, you know, each number, which is basic numerology that goes from number 1 to number 9, has a planet that is associated with it. Say, for example, number 1 has sun energy, or number 9 is Mars, or number 6 is Venus, or number 4 is Uranus, or number 7 is Neptune. So that's how this association is. And then as these numbers get more involved, it gets more complicated because there are many planets that don't flow with one another. Some contradict the others. And then, so what it is, it's about looking at the basic, which is the date of birth, and then from the date of birth, you know, we derive the best planetary energy, and then based on that, we basically fine-tune from homes to businesses to bank account numbers to telephone numbers to social security we cannot, unfortunately, but the rest of it, car numbers and things like that.
Ah, okay. Now this is quite interesting. So people may have turned to astrologists or to numerologists, and you've made mention of each of the planets having a number that's associated with it. So what is it that you're doing that differentiates you from other numerologists?
Great question, Kenzie. You know, I don't add numbers. First, of course, being an astronumerologist, I associate numbers and planets like I gave you an example earlier. And then I do not add numbers. I look at every number individually. Now, say, for example, look at number 9, Number 9 or 18 or 27 or 36, these are all 9s, but the difference is the planets that are involved in them. Say, for example, 18 is a 9 too, but you'll say, and so is 27 or so is 36. So what is the difference? The difference is that, 18 has Sun and Saturn energy, and these two planets, they always oppose each other, right? And if you go to 36, which has Jupiter and Venus energy, which are very friendly, see? So that's how. So it's very fine. The difference is very fine, but it's very profound in our lives. So, for example, if you live in a house number, I'll give you one example, house number 108. Just a hypothetical case, right? An example 108. And what would this energy invite? On a home, just a home, it would invite things like, cuts, injuries, accidents, family quarrel, legal trouble, separation, divorce, and things like that. And who would benefit from a home like this? Professionally, someone who is in the law enforcement, or maybe if you are in something to do with the medical profession. Otherwise, personally, you could be a very fine doctor living in a home number like this, but your personal life is going to be horrible. So, and why? Because those two planets, you see, Sun and Saturn, they're always very challenging. They always draw havoc. But then, had this energy not been a 108, had it been a 306 or a 603, we'd be completely different. But then again, one has to go down to your basic, which is your date of birth and things like that, and names and all that. And so that's how we fine-tune energies. And once we identify blocks, there are ways to kind of correct names, correct information, colors, gems, and things like that, and kind of fine-tune and make the energy flow better, is what I do.
Okay. Now, I know people are going to want to be able to get a little bit more insight into some of this, and I understand you've written a book that helps describe quite a bit about this.
Yeah. My first book is called The Power of Home Numbers. Now, that book, that book has a lot of case studies about different home numbers and how they impact, clients' lives, because that is a lot of information that I've researched in the past. And so it is, by reading that book, you would definitely, it's an eye-opener. You would realize that how these numbers impact our homes specifically. But then, there's much, much more to what I really do, which is not mentioned in that book, because it's hard to put everything in one book.
Okay. Yeah. So people can get some insight into this, and they could check out some aspects of their lives, like the home numbers. And is that available on your website?
That is correct. It is available on my website, but soon it will be worked through a distribution company. But for now, it is being it could be bought from my website. Yes.
And let's see, is that Jesse Kalsi, JesseKalsi.com?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. Good. So that's That's where people could go. And also, you do personal consultations, from what I'm understanding. Is that right?
That is right.
So, and do you have contact information on your website for people to reach you, or is there a phone number we can give them? If someone's listening and they go, wow, I got to find out more about this.
Yeah, the best way to do it, Ken, would be to go to my website, and then, you know, there's a form that they need to fill, and, you know, email me, and my toll-free number is there as well, so they could reach me through that. And then if they're interested, we could definitely go ahead and, you know, do a reading for them.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Fantastic. That sounds great. Now, I know we want to kind of learn a little bit about some of the other stories, because you were making mention of some of the way these numbers, like in the something that with a 1 and 8, 108 type of a thing with a Sun and a Saturn conflicting with each other, and then you mentioned a 3 and a 6 as a nice combination, which in the book it makes mention of the 1 through 9, and then each planet that goes in combination. Now, like a 2 and a 7 would be a 9.
That is right.
And so now that's a Moon and Neptune.
Yeah. So these two planets are very friendly. You see, like the year 2009. So what is happening is 2009 has a lot of Moon energy. And then if you have any 7 date of birth, say for example, if you are born on a 7, 16, or 25 of any month, you know that energy is going to flow very well with you. So it might not. It might be lucky for those who have Neptune birthdays this year. And the reason being, because Moon and Neptune, they're very friendly. They gel very well together. So that is the reason. And now, like I said, 2 and 7, that is how. But when it comes on a number 27, see now, 2s and 7s, then one has to go down to the date of birth and again see, you know, what is the basic vibration there. It could be very fortunate, but for someone like me who has Mars energy anyway, that would work great for me. But for someone who doesn't have Mars energy, say, for example, has a lot of Uranus or Saturn energy, 4s and 8s, that energy will collide with them instantly. And Mars, for them, could be disastrous because that energy with Saturn and Uranus would, you know, instantly send one to the hospital. So that's how that works. So we have to go back to the date of birth and then see what number, or if there is a number like that, say, for example, someone who has that energy, Uranus or Saturn, for example, a 4 or an 8, and living in a house number 207 or a 270 or a 27, then we need to patch the house. We need to put another little tiny number there to smoothen the energy so that those vibrations flow better with the date of birth. So that is a fix, you know, a quick fix to, you know, minimize that negative effect.
Ah, now, this is just fantastic because many people who've moved in their lifetimes, and most of us have, who knows how many times over a period of years. Sometimes, you know, we stay someplace for 10 years. Other times, it could be twice a year moving. There's variability. And most of us have noticed, well, geez, I was in one place and things really went well, and in some other places it didn't go so well. And I don't think we really stopped to consider that we moved into a house and that there were vibrations with the numbers. And that those things could have, you know, we may have looked, okay, well, how's the neighborhood? Is the house fixed up? But now you're saying, wait a minute, this is a huge thing that if it's not taken into consideration and things aren't flowing well, then it's like this absolutely needs to be addressed.
Very serious, absolutely true. Ken, as a real estate broker, and I've been a broker for more than 15 years now, and I've had the good fortune of closing many, many, many escrows over the years when the market was hot, you know. And I've researched properties I've bought and sold for myself too. And I've, you know, being a broker too, had access to a lot of information from title companies, from foreclosures and things like that. I've researched this very extensively. And there are certain numbers, right, certain numerologies, you know, which are really challenging, very difficult. And if those numbers are not flowing with you, you know, then it's a definite disaster. See, even in this market, as there are a lot of opportunities, a lot of investors who think that they are in a position to buy a lot of property, you know, they don't realize that, you know, they could be just throwing their money away, you know, on numbers that are basically worthless. You know how it is?
Yeah.
So then again, you know, so buying a property is very serious business. And so one has to be very cautious, very careful, you know, of, the numerology you're buying, and of course other things like the energy of the house, the location of the house, the direction of the house. And then, and if it is a family, then it is also important that that numerology is kind of, you know, it's common, it flows with all members of the family. You know, it could be great for one and not good for the other. You know how it is? Like, you know, we have these energies that are so discordant and, you know, just could create all these shifts in the house, and people wonder what is happening or why. But that's the reason right on the door, those planets that are there in the form of numbers are vibrating 24/7, right? They're alive, you know, they're alive, and they're just doing what they're supposed to be doing. So that's how it is. But then number patching is what I've researched, you know, over the years, because of my own personal life that was very, very challenging, very hard as I came to the States. And you know how it is when you come to a new country and you're struggling and with, you know, nothing with you. So it's in that time that I kind of, you know, this just came to me, this number patching. I patched my apartment many years ago and how it all shifted. And then it took me a long time, till 5 years. I didn't realize what I had learned, you know. And then from there, it kind of gradually kept improving and shifting. And now, and number patching now is, of course, you know, I have legal rights for this business of number patching, which is, you know, information that I've you know obtained in some very difficult times of my life. And I do want to share that with the world, and I want to tell everybody how powerful it is, and why shouldn't we all benefit from it, and you know, at least make our lives a little better, if not the best, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And you're saying that the number patching can take into account all the different members of a family?
Yes, that is very important, Ken. See, because I do radio all over the country now, and people call me, and I give them a quick patch all the time. And then, but the thing is this, right? It is important that, say, for example, if your husband and wife live in the house, and the patch might work for the wife and not work for the husband, right?
Yeah.
So it is important that, you know, we take into consideration every member of the family and then decide, or then come up with the best vibration that would kind of benefit, or, you know, in a way help everybody, but, you know, not just bring three people up and two down. You know how it is? So so it's done very, very, you know, very intelligently and very cleverly, so benefits all. But
wow.
It's very powerful. Very recently, you know, this place where I am in my location here in Northern California, you know, this whole office complex, and then there were certain numbers on that building, you know, some offices, and I was telling my wife, I said, look at these numbers now. These are all, there's no money on these numbers, and it's interesting that those are the units that are on sale right now, because those people who are, you know, conducting their business activity there suddenly, you know, have, you know, couldn't sort of have that, create that money flow in there, you know. They couldn't pull that money inside. And that was why, because simple, the numbers in the door were very weak.
And in those instances, rather than having to move, those could be patched, as you call it. And
yeah, definitely, they would have, you know, some number on you know, to offset the negative energy, right? That definitely made a difference, you know, definitely made a difference. So that's what we do. I remember some years ago I had patched a television station in San Francisco, a very prominent station. But that information is available on my website. If, you know, if you access my site, you can read it there, and it's all over the web too. But again, so this patching is very powerful. You know, it's very powerful. And actually this evening after I, you know, finish this your radio show, I have to go patch a business in South San Francisco. It's a big. Big facility where the owners, you know, are kind of really stuck, and we'll look at the numerology there, which I know is off completely. So that's how it is, Ken. It's about you know certain numbers, right, are pretty much permanent, right? You could stay there for a lifetime, but those are not many. They're few money numbers, and the majority, I'll say, is 80% are the ones, you know, they're all kind of discordant, negative, colliding energies, right? And that's why. You see, more of this world, this earth, people are running after the money, and some are just sitting, and the energy comes to the door. So a lot of that has to do with numerology, numbers, and not numbers, just not the house only, the way you spell your name, you know, the way your name is written, the way your business name is spelled, you know, the way the business points, the door, the house points. That's very important too. The colors that surround you, you know, the colors that you wear all the time, the colors that you have, inside the walls of your house, very important. and gems and stones and these jewelry, these things make a huge impact too. So it's all associated with numbers, but I mean, it's very intricate. It's all interrelated. It's all connected. You know, it's all there. It's all together. You know how it is?
Yeah. Well, this is unique because, I mean, people may have favorite colors or they, you know, want in their home decorating, but I don't think many people would consider, because if I'm understanding what you're saying, there's a relationship with numbers and colors.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You see what happens is, you know, say for example, someone like me who I have a Mars date of birth and I have Jupiter energy. I mean, that's the day I was born with, you know, the number 3 or my date of birth. So now colors like, you know, more blues and violet, purple, mauve, these colors are colors that are more prominent with me. They would flow much better with my aura and my energy. And now say, for example, if I start wearing more black or more, you know, dark brown colors, they would affect me instantly because black, you know, represents number 8, which is Saturn. And those planets kind of collide with my energy, so they instantly kind of block, you know, they block the aura, you know. They just pull that negative eye right away. And you could feel it instantly, too. You know, you can feel how the day goes and then how people react to you. Because eyes, you know, yeah. So the colors, numbers, with numbers we can associate colors, and with colors, you know, a lot of our success is around colors as well. Because, see, the color of the car that we drive, that's very important, too. That color has to flow with our energy. You know, we wear certain colors on our clothes, colors on the walls, the interior that we paint, the decoration, things like that, right? Colors on signs. So there's so much color everywhere, and those colors are very important, and those colors have to flow with our basic energy for maximum success. Very crucial. So that's how that goes.
Now, I'm just wondering for our listeners, when you're saying this, would we use the basic birthday of somebody?
Yes.
And do that. Would it be okay? I mean, you're obviously very familiar with yours, Jesse. Is it okay to use like yours, or would we just pick one out of the air as a hypothetical?
Doesn't matter.
And then be led a little bit to what would we do in terms of, you know, supporting them? So,
yeah, that's fine.
Well, okay, well, here's one. Can I pull one out of the air for you?
Sure.
Okay, and then we could play with this one.
Okay.
This one would be July 14th,
okay,
1953.
Okay. Okay, so July the 14th, 1953. So what happens is July 14th, so there's a lot of Cancer energy here. So Cancer is number 2, so that's what rules July 14th. But then what is happening is Mercury, number 14, right, has a lot of Mercury energy, which is the number 5. And now fives and twos, which is the ruling planet, Mercury, are not friendly. So there's an inherent, you know, problem here. You know, where the person is going to feel the energy. You know, he's always feeling a little block in there all the time. Now, 1953, and then the total combination has a lot of Jupiter energy, right? Jupiter is the number 3, which is very good. So so the compound on this one, Jupiter 3, is very powerful. Mercury itself is very powerful, but the ruling planet 2 is kind of colliding with the basic energy. Now, in this case, for numbers.
Well, let me ask if I can here. If a person is basically putting down their birthday, and in this example, we would have like on a sheet of paper 7, and then 1-4, and then 1-9-5-3. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then. And then from there, are we looking initially at all the numbers before adding any of them up, or do we start to add them up? Because typically, like in numerology, if I'm understanding, the standard form of numerology, we would add like the 7 and the 1 from the 1. We would just add the numbers across. So 7 and 1 is 8, 4 is 12, the 1 and 9, that's 22, and then 5 and 3 is 8, that would be a 30/3.
That's correct.
In standard numerology.
Yeah, that is correct. So that is a compound here, 3. But what is happening is, see, See, 14, which number 1-4 is a number that represents a lot of Mercury energy, right? Mercury goes all 5, 14, 23, 32, and so on, right? 41, all Mercury energy.
Mm.
But the ruling planet, because this is Cancer, see, Cancer is on top of this energy, right? That's the time. And Cancer is number 2. See?
Oh,
see,
I see.
Yeah, Cancer sits on top of this, which is number 2. And then what happens is number 2 is Moon energy, see? So Moon is number 2 and 14, which is, has a lot of Mercury energy, right? And then what happens is Moon and Mercury are not, they don't gel well together. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's a problem right there. And then what happens is, so we go to 1953 and then we say, okay, it's 2000. So 1953 and today, if it is July 1953, so that'll be 50 plus 50. So 59th year. So this person is actually in the 59th year, right? Turned 58 last year.
Uh-huh.
Right? 58, yeah, it's 53, no. 53 is 50 plus 55, no. 55 last year, so it's in the 56th year, right?
Yeah.
So this person is now in the 56th year. So now in the 56th year, because it's 56 again, is 5, 6, 11, 2, and then he's got Cancer on top, which is a number 2, and then the year now is 2009, which is a number 2. So this, and then as we speak, January, February has a lot of Saturn energy, so this is a tough time. So this energy now at this period, as we go on, up until the birthday is going to be very challenging. It's very difficult. And they have a lot of emotional problems, money, relationship, and many other things. So that's a very basic way of looking at it, right? And
yeah.
Then we haven't considered the name yet, you see? The name of the person, see? Then that vibration is very important too. Well, how is the name spelled? You know, what is coming from there? It could be that the name could be strong enough to overcome this energy for this year, or the name is even weak, right? So that makes things even difficult. And so when we do a reading like that, then we say, well, you know, there's a challenging time already up until July. That cannot be negated. But how do we lessen that effect? So what we could do is we could, get into more, Cancer colors, like more, a little more cream colors, and then again Mercury dominating more green. Green is what Mercury does, green. Wearing jade or emerald in this case, what can also minimize the energy a little bit. And things like that. And then wearing colors like more blue, beige, cream, off-white colors would also be very good to minimize the energy. So these are the remedies that we have to do to kind of hold this energy. And then going back to the house number, we don't know the house number yet. What is the home number, see?
Oh, yeah. Well, for this individual, it's 10585.
Yeah, so 10585. So 10585 is very strong. See, that 10585 is extremely strong. That is actually a good number. And that number, because it's Cancer, see, Cancer is Moon, and Moon is also always supported by, this kind of numerology, because we've got 5 two times there. See, 585, we've got Mercury twice, and you've got 14-5 in the middle here. So this house number is basically keeping this individual up. You know how it is? It's like a tube around him. He's like, if he's thrown in the ocean, right, he'll still sail out of this time. And that numerology, that number is very powerful. But till the birthday, till July, it's going to be challenging, but come 14th, I'd say about 10 days before 14th of July, it'll shift very positive to the next cycle, which is when when he turns 56, which means he enters the 57th year, which means the Jupiter energy kicks in. You see, Jupiter will be very powerful. And then the next window would again open up for the next 12 months, which will bring in many opportunities. But then again, when the 57th birthday comes, right, when he turns 57, and he gets into the 58, then comes Uranus energy for the next 12 months. So Uranus will challenge the Moon on top, because Uranus and Moon are not friendly again. And then that would start affecting the stomach area. You see, it'll bring unexpected happenings. Like you suddenly get into it's just like someone throwing a curveball at you, right? Someone's trying to trip you, and you know that, oh, he's going to trip me, so I just watch. That's all. Trying to be cautious. But from a medical point of view, it's going to start affecting the stomach area. It also might bring in, arguments and legal challenges and things like that too. But then, once one identifies these challenges in that period, then there are ways to kind of, you know, vanish them with love, with colors, with gems, with passing home numbers, you know, with other things as well. So, yeah. So that's how this works. Yeah.
Wow. So there's a just a whole bunch of factors that are taken into consideration.
Exactly.
To be able to blend this.
Yeah. It's like a big picture. So if someone would do a reading for any individual, right? So there are many things, you know, that we look at, you know. The many things that we look at. But then the fix is always there. So what is very important, Ken, is this, right? Your name, right? Once your name vibration is ideal, once your name is vibrating perfectly with your date of birth, or once you have a strong name, right, a very strong name number, then even in your challenging times, you know, you sail. Because your name will always, you know, keep you flowing high.
And you want to consider, like, first and middle and last name for a person?
Yeah, the vibration, the popular name, you know, what does one call that person, you know, call you Jesse, or call you Jasby, or call you Ken, or call you Kenneth, or how is that vibrating with your date of birth? Now, for example, going back to this recent Oscar winner, Slumdog Millionaire, right?
Yeah.
This movie, Ken, we had discussed this movie in my last radio show here in San Francisco just before the Oscars. So now this energy, see, Slumdog Millionaire has a lot of Mars energy. So the total combination has those threes and sixes that we talked earlier. You know, it has Jupiter and Venus energy. And see, Venus creates money, and Jupiter is huge. It brings global success. And that kind of energy, with the totaling Mars is high energy. You know, it's like it'll just take the project right through. It's unstoppable. That's what happened to this movie, Slumdog Millionaire. And see, it was unstoppable with that energy. And then again, and the lady Frida Pinto, this lady who was one of the actresses there, and this Indian guy Dave Patel, who was from England, you know, who was an actor. Dave Patel had exactly similar energy. He also had Mars. And he also had Jupiter and Venus energy. And this other gal, Frida Pinto, had total sun, fours and sixes on her name. And so that's how this whole thing went. And then this other gentleman, Anil Kapoor, who was also had a pretty good chunk of the movie there, you know, he had a lot of sun energy too. So this just flew so well. And then Mr. A.R. Rahman, you know, who had a lot of Venus energy, it came down to the 81st Academy Award. See, 8 and 1 was number 9. And then threes and sixes on the movie was another number 9. And then, you know, that's how it came. And then it opened up, you know, when? In the window of Jupiter, which was on the 23rd recently, right?
Yeah.
So what happens is, you know, every month has a certain planet that ruled it. And so 21st of February, 21st of March, you know, is Pisces timing, right? Pisces, water. But that is ruled by Jupiter. That is a number 3 and a number 7, see? And then 3, 6s, and 9s are all friendly. And so it came to the 81st Academy Awards, and this Mr. A.R. Rahman, who got 2 Oscars, had the number 6 name. You see? So all, it just opened really well. So had the Academy Awards been last month, right? Had it not been after the 21st of Feb, had these awards happened, say on the 14th of January or the 14th of Feb, you know, this movie would have got nothing. Yeah. See?
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how it comes, you know. It's, you know, but once the numerology is right, it'll just puts you at the right spot. Those numbers attract. You know how it is? Those energies attract. It's like positive numerology very quickly. And a lot of this is done in India. You know, all this filmmaking in Bollywood, and a lot of these business people who are kind of aware and who are a little clever to realize how these energies work, right? They would never release or place money in movies without checking every single co-star's, actor's date of birth, the timing, the movie names, the director. You know, they just go into every single individual, right, before they place them there.
Oh, so when a scripting is being done for a movie, for instance, you want to look at how you choose the names of the characters.
Oh, absolutely.
Give them any names you want.
No, it's very crucial. You know, I mean, who's the main star, right? I mean, you know, the main guy is very important. I mean, and all those the prominent faces that are going to star in the movie, right? Their timing is very important. You know, their names are very important. The movie name is very important. Then the producer, the guy who's producing the movie, his energy is very important. You know, the director who's, you know, we don't know who's in what cycle, right? And we don't want anyone's bad luck in there. You know how it is?
Yeah.
So it's all about fine-tuning. By fine-tuning, we mean to minimize the negativity and to get the best out of the effort, see?
Yeah. Now, what I'm curious about as we were thinking of this, let's say parents are going to have a child.
Yeah.
A married couple is going to have a child, or an unmarried couple, I guess, just someone's going to have a child. And they might be thinking of picking a name. I wonder, based on your theory, because you don't know for sure what day the child's going to be born on, would you be better off to wait to name the child till after you knew when they were born?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ken, and I do this all the time. A lot of, you know, many of my clients, you know, they call me from their hospitals because they don't give them much time, you know, they just have like 12 hours to name a child, you know. And but that, I think, is the most important thing that a parent can give to a child is to name the child with the right numerological vibrations. It is very crucial. And if they know somebody, or they consult an expert, or they understand numerology themselves, it is really important to have the numerology of the child done correctly soon after the child is born. It's very important for the child's success. And I think that is the biggest gift that a parent could give their child.
Wow. And people can actually consult with you, and in a very short amount of time, you could give them suggestions of different names, or they could have several names, and you could sort through those to pick what would be the best.
Yeah, that's how it works typically, Ken. You know, I always tell parents to kind of, you know, give me like 20 names, you know. And so the whole family pitching like 15, 20, 30 names, and then I sort through those and, you know, pick up the best, the highest, and the best, you know, that flows with the date of birth. So that's how we do it. And I do this all the time. I've named many, you know, babies, and I'm really happy. In fact, it's very interesting. This one child, a client of ours for many years, and she had this baby boy, and her husband called me from the hospital a couple of years ago, and then I named the child, and the child was born the 25th of January, and so just this year, I was telling the mother, I said, all those who are born on a 725 of any month is going to have, I know, be a good year for them, and so on the 25th of January, she went and bought some kind of a ticket for some place, and now she's headed to LA, I believe. You know, it is for some television show where they, you know, the screen people to be on a show, you know, something like that. But interestingly, that ticket was bought on the 25th, on her son's birthday.
Ah.
So that is my point, that how these energies, matter. But the child's name was, I had fixed the vibration, and that's how that worked. I have, other people.
Okay. Now, well, this is, to me, these are factors that, if I'm understanding from some research, that wealthy people in different parts of the world have used astrology and numerology many, many times in an effort to make their lives work better. But the general public, that was kind of not really accepted, and now it's starting to get accepted on a much larger basis. Is that what you're finding? Or?
Yeah, that is absolutely true. There was a lot of ignorance earlier, you know, people said, oh, this makes no sense, and so, you know, things like that. But then, in my case, it's been more like example, you know, because I've done this for more than 15 years now here in the States, and then, by the grace of God, I got many, 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 many examples of many, many people that I've worked along the way, right?
There's some of these examples on your website is it jessecalsey.com?
That is correct.
And
yeah.
And what's the spelling again, so we get that correct?
It is Jesse, JESSEKALSI.
Okay.
JesseKalsi.com.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. And so we can go on there and peruse some of these different aspects that you're talking about.
That's right.
Of some of the stories of people, as well as contacting you and ordering your book. This is great. Now, I'm curious. Because if someone's name is kind of conflicting with their birth, What do you suggest?
Well, it's really simple, Ken. What we do is, sometimes we will have to drop the middle initial or add a small alphabet someplace. You know, it's a very minor fix. It's not a big deal. It's really minor. And the idea being to shift the vibration to flow well with the date of birth that time, and also to resonate to the highest and the best, So whenever we touch anybody's name, the intention always is to, make it the highest and the best energy is how it works. And of course, fine-tuning being the bigger thought behind it for life to flow better.
Ah, okay. Now, can you share a particular example of, a shift in someone's name to I don't know if anything comes to mind.
Yeah. See, what happens is, Ken, in that case, it just takes more time,
Okay.
I've done a lot of names for a lot of people, some are confidential. I did this one for a lady. I'll give you an example. I won't give her name to very recently here, a couple of years ago, actually, and she was here locally, and she was trying to, how young girls always want to be in a little movie or here and there.
Yeah.
So she consulted me, and I fixed her name, and then soon after that, I was reading this local paper here, this Indian newspaper, and she ended up in a set of a very famous, television series in Mumbai. And then when I saw her picture and I saw that name, I was half surprised. I showed it to my wife, and I said, see how they've mentioned her name, and then they've also said that her name has been changed and all that. So that made me very happy, but it also made me very sad because, after I changed her name and things like that, she never had the courtesy to even call me and say thank you.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well,
I'm just wondering, as an example, that one birthday that I mentioned to you, the 7/14/1953?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can I give you the name of the person that goes with that?
Yeah, that'll take some time, but go ahead, if you want.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how quickly we could do it. It's Mark, M-A-R-K. Middle name is Lee, L-E-E.
Okay.
And last name is Lesser, L-E-S-S-E-R. And so you have to basically add up the vowels and the consonants of it?
Yeah, just do it that way, and Lesser, so... Yeah, let me see if... So we got Mars. So we got Mars, the Mars energy in the first name. We got Mars, Uranus, and Jupiter. So yeah, Mars energy and Jupiter. 20 minutes. So, and then that is... So yeah, see, that name is not working at all. That name is... just in total, it's not working that well with this.
With the birth.
Yeah. See, just the name Mark. The first name Mark has to be changed. You know why? Because Mark has a lot of Mars energy. Like Mars always attacks Mercury. You see, Mars and Mercury never work well together.
Okay.
So the biggest fix in this name has to be the first name Mark. Mark has to be improved here. How else could one spell Mark? Mark Lesser. Mark Lesser is Mark L. Mark L. So thinking Che Alex.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So
instead of Mark, does he go like? Some people will use the first letter of their first and middle name, like M.L.
Yeah. No, but in his case, because Mark is the prominent name here. I'm sure everybody calls him Mark, right?
Yeah.
So, but Mark would be spelled a little differently. You can also spell Mark, M-A-R-C, Mark. How do you hold that sound? M-A-R-C.
Sure.
See? So now once you go with M-A-R-C, so what that would do is... See, that would shift this from Mars to Sun energy right away. So that is, that is a huge shift right there. And then if he goes Mark Lee, if he just goes Mark, M-A-R-C and Lee, which is Mercury again, so total name Mark Lee with a C, M-A-R-C-L-E-E, would be an excellent name, but because Mercury and Mercury together is very powerful, it's very good, because five is like five,
Uh-huh.
And so just the name Mark Lee, M-A-R-C-L-E-E, would be excellent.
Oh, and just and so in other words, is this something that people actually go change their name or just start using using their name? And
No, Ken. No, there's the simple way of doing a legal name change. You know, we have people. I have my clients. You know, have some attorneys who work with us, and you know, there's a legal a procedure, right? They have to follow that little legal procedure.
Okay.
And officially change the name. So what happens is then it starts reflecting everywhere in your driver's license, in your the way you sign it, in your checkbooks, in your passports, and everywhere else. So it basically changes everything. You know.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. So if he dropped the letter and he just went as Mark Lee, M-A-R-C-L-E-E, that would add a lot to, of positive energy for him.
Yeah, yeah. Big time. Big shift.
Wow.
Big shift.
Hey, who knew that something that simple?
Yeah, it is. But then again, it's very powerful. It's yet simple if one understands how it has to be placed right. And
yeah.
Then, yeah.
Ah, see, you know, you're starting to make me think because, you know, here's all these different letters and the planets and all that, and it's like, okay, how do we make sense out of this? And then I started to think, well, okay, if we sit down at a piano and there's 88 keys, you to make beautiful music, you can't just pound away on any of them. I mean, if you pound away on the keys randomly on a piano, it usually doesn't come out sounding too good.
Exactly.
But if you pick careful combinations, all of a sudden, it's beautiful music.
There you go. You said it. That's exactly what I do with numbers. It's like playing the music, you know?
So we have all these vibrations around us, like all the keys on a piano, but until we get the right composition for us. So you are a numerological, astrological composer for healthy, prosperous living.
I like that. That is so true. You know, that's what fine tuning is. You know, I'm asked this all the time. You know, it's like tuning to a radio station. Like, you know, if you want to listen to a KGO in San Francisco, it's 81, you know, 810 in San Francisco. So until you dial at 810, you know, on the AM dial here, you wouldn't listen to that station. See?
Yeah.
So again, so we use all this information here to fine tune the energy, so that you know we can hear that music clearly. You know how it is. That
yeah.
One point where we kind of fine tune and hear the music. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then when it is, okay. And I guess most of us can relate that there's been times in our lives we say there's ups and downs, and there's been times where okay, let's say things are flowing. And it's like, wow, this is really nice. And there can be a period where the vibrations line up. And if I'm understanding correctly, what you're saying is that in the ebbs and flows of our life, with the different movement of planets and different cycles of the years and all of the, and the months and all of that, if we utilize your kind of services, then during those changes, we can still keep essentially the music or the flow of our lives harmonious through all the ups and downs of all these different external changes.
That is absolutely true. That is exactly how it is to balance our lives and to live a happier life. You know, the point is to, you know, in this human form, right, to just get the best out of our existence, to live the highest and the best existence, even after living under the influence of all these changing energies that bombard us on a constant basis.
Ah, okay. Well, this is important, and to me, I don't know. Can you give us a little information about some of the consulting services? Because it sounds like there's a general consulting all the way down to very specific consulting that would take place on a regular basis. I'm not sure. Can you help provide a little more detail there?
Yeah. I do my personal consulting, you know, like do an hour reading for about $150. And in that time, I do a whole family, you know, not one person. I could do like four or five reads for an entire family.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I could, you know, quickly look at their names, their, you know, whatever information I have to give them and give it fairly quickly. And then, if it is more than that, sometimes, you know, people ask me to go through their homes, you know, to check the energy there, to go to their companies and shift energy there. Then for that, I charge a little more money. I charge like almost $500 for an hour. And because that involves more, it's like, you know, it's like swimming in someone else's negative energy. You know how it is.
Yeah.
For that time. So just to kind of protect myself and be able to give the best information, and for my time, I charge a little more. But that's more when I go on site. Otherwise, the rest of it is, you know, personal, which is done over the phone or in person. And besides that, I also do clearings too. I can shift energy. I can clear auras and things like that. And, you know, I do a lot of that too.
Ah, okay. Well, that's important. Is that more of a aspect of your work as a healer than the numerology?
Yeah, that's a little different. That's true, Ken. I have different techniques that I've learned over the years. Through meditation, shift the energy, move energy, clear energy. And I do a lot of that. In fact, all my clients who come and see me in my office, I do that for every single one of them to shift, clear the aura so that they can feel a little better.
Because I'm hearing that, there's different names for it, but that as we interact with people, sometimes we end up picking up and carrying some other people's energy, emotional energy, different kind of stuff.
That is true. So for cleansing and, you and me know that, but then a lot of people, they need that, that clearing and that shift and things like that until they learn to themselves. So I help people with that too, and I'm very happy with the kind of, testimonies they give me. And it makes me feel happy, though, that someone's feeling happy about it, it's good about it. So.
Yeah. Now, as we're getting the last few minutes, I don't know if you want to give any hints and clues. I mean, Barack Obama gave a powerful speech last night about things very optimistic for the country, and then a friend of mine mentioned that there's a major crisis in Mexico and people along the border wanting to leave Mexico to get into our country. There's some turmoil going on in different places, and we have the wonderful optimistic speech. And here we are in this 2009 vibration. Can you share a little bit for the upcoming year?
Yeah, absolutely. See, Ken, 2009, has moon and Mars, twos and nines is what is vibrating for this year. And the total combination moon energy, is always difficult. Moon is always very deceitful, and it always affects the mind, and moon is always very weak on money. So that's what's happening globally right now. Money is pretty much so tight. And that is what Moon is doing right now. As we began the year, the first couple of years, months had a lot of Saturn energy, and Saturn and Moon really, are not friendly. So that effect was very strong in the first 2 months. But that window is open now. It opened yesterday. People are going to feel a little better for the next 30 days. But then when we get into springtime, when Mars kicks in with Aries, and then that is a time when, the global conflicts and trouble, something major might happen on this planet, right? You know how it is? Because as we speak, India and Pakistan, they're at a very critical point now. They're almost, ready to bite each other, and if something like that happens, it could just kind of go out of hand. Iran too is at a very dangerous point now, because Iran has a lot of Mars energy, and that kind of kicks in again in around Mars energy that time around April. So it's heavy. And then for President Obama, President Obama's date of birth, he turns 40. He'll be 48 on August the 4th this year. And then, so at that point, he enters his 49th year. Now, what happens is, the 49th year for him is not going to be good, because, in fact, that effect kind of kicks in about 10 days before the 4th. So I'll say September, August.
In July.
So I'll say about the 21st of July, when that effect, when sun energy kind of comes in, and when Leo starts arriving, right? And that is the time when, he has to be very, very cautious, because he's about to enter his 49th, and 49th has Uranus energy, and then that Uranus collides with the number 44, which is his presidency. So 4's twice, and Uranus 4. And then his name, Barack Obama, again has a lot of H, a lot of Saturn energy. So that's 8, and then we have an 8 on the 44, then he's entering his 49, which is another 34 year. So, and then also all this is a pretty dangerous time for him. So I really pray for him and, wish him the best, but he has to be very careful, especially his stomach area as well, which is very, that area which goes on from the you know, between the first and the third chakra. You know, that area is very prone to accidents. So so that is the time, and he has to be very, very cautious. Very cautious, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez, Jesse, this is amazing. I just want to thank you for opening a door, opening our eyes to a breakthrough in combining astrology and numerology in a very unique way that helps fine-tune our ability to literally create a musical extravaganza of our lives instead of the chaos and the discord that can happen. Say we've hit a few sour notes, well, you can fine-tune things so that we actually have a wonderful musical symphony in our lives. And I want to encourage people to go visit jessekalsi.com, JessekaLsi.com. And just thank you for being part of the program, Jesse, thank our beloved listeners for tuning in every week, as we're going to continue to bring you more and more wonderful guests that will just help support your lives. Anyway, Jesse, all the best to you and your work, and thank you again for being a guest on the show.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Sure.
And until we meet again, God bless us all, and goodbye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.